Greetings, fellow Federationists. Today is Thursday, August 1st, 2024, and this is Presidential Release number 540. It is great to be back with the members of the Federation because I am still fired up from being with the Federation family last month at our national convention. What an outstanding convention it truly was. And thanks to the hundreds of Federation members that made the convention a huge success. We had 2,590 people registered in person and 655 virtual experience participants registered for the convention. If you missed it or if you want to revisit something, good news, the highlights from the convention are posted at our website, nfb.org/convention. And the highlights include the presidential report, the banquet speech, our resolutions process, the general sessions, and the board meetings. So many great presentations worth revisiting. And if for some reason you missed them, they're there. And I would definitely encourage you to check out the content there. Of course, we did announce our next five national conventions, but you don't want to look ahead too far because you want to be planning for next year, 2025, to be at our Federation family reunion in New Orleans, Louisiana, from July 8 to July 13. Really excited about that and looking forward after that to going to some cities that we haven't been to or haven't been to in a while. For those of you who were able to attend the convention or participate in the virtual convention experience, I do want to call to your attention our convention survey, which is now available. Should have hit your email box actually today. I know it hit mine today. Again, you can find it at nfb.org/convention if you missed it in your email. If for some reason you prefer not to fill it out online and you want to fill it out by telephone, we make that available too. So you can place a call to this number, 229-632-7878, or you can call toll-free 833-632-7878. And you can fill out the survey online on the telephone. You should note that when you call that number, the survey will want you to go through from beginning to end. You can pause the survey, but if you hang up, your answers won't be recorded. So you can pause the survey for up to 5 minutes at a time if you need to do that. So if you're going to do it, whether online or on the telephone, make sure you allow a little time to give some substantive feedback. And on the telephone, you can also push the pound key to get help. And as always, we'd love feedback on the telephone survey system that we've built for providing full access to Federation members to activities like this. Now, there's a lot of stuff to talk about on this month's release. And first, I want to acknowledge the recently passed anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Earlier this week, I had the honor of representing the Federation at the White House event celebrating Disability Pride Month. And it's very clear that we are making great progress on our priorities along with other people with disabilities and getting our message heard. But it's also clear that we're not done yet. And we continue to give a consistent message to the administration that there is more to do. At our convention, we heard from Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark, who spoke to us about the recent efforts to enforce Title II of the Americans with Disabilities Act and the digital access, web access standards regulations that were recently enacted. Again, it's something that we can definitely celebrate. We also heard from the Assistant Attorney General, and she definitely got our message loud and clear that we're not satisfied. We still want web accessibility regulations for Title III of the Americans with Disability Act. So we do have more work to do. But we were involved in a number of activities to celebrate the anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Now, in the last week, unless you've been under a rock somewhere, you have probably heard or have been part of conversations across the blind community. Everybody's talking about Mattel's release of Blind Barbie. So I thought I'd talk about it here on this release. You know, the Federation has worked with Mattel on a number of projects going all the way back to late 2018, 2019 time period. And those projects included Braille Uno and the doll that was produced to be representative of Helen Keller, as well as a number of other projects. A number of Federationists have noted that Mattel did not choose to work with the organized blind movement on the Blind Barbie project, and that is true. While it is unfortunate that they decided not to work with the Federation on this specific project, we should continue to appreciate that the company continues to engage and make efforts to have more representation of blind people in their toy lines. I noticed that members have mixed opinions and feelings about Blind Barbie, and I think it's important for us to, as blind people, to continue to discuss and debate what is important to us in terms of representation. This might be a good topic for a local chapter meeting to discuss and debate. What is also true is that we should not settle for any kind of token attempts to include us by any company out there. What we are seeking is equal representation and innovative attempts to make sure that we're not merely included, but that we are part of the process from beginning to end. We want to be hired by these companies. We want to be partners with them. And we want our talents applied in all aspects of the work that companies are doing. And we want representation to be natural and authentic, not simply something that's saved for special occasions. I also bring this up because although there's been a lot of discussion about it in the public, the Federation has made no public statements about Blind Barbie. And although some of our members who have expressed opinions, some people have turned that around to be that the Federation, that represents the Federation's opinion. That is not true. We haven't taken an opinion. We haven't taken a position. We welcome the conversation about representation, and we think it's important for our members to have that debate. We do welcome opportunities now and in the future to work with companies like Mattel, but we also think as a membership organization of blind people, our members have the right to debate and question and challenge each other so that we can normalize the very high expectations that we have in society. And so I want to encourage people to have that debate, have that discussion. I think it's healthy for our community. If you want to go out and buy Blind Barbie, go for it. Encourage that. If you want to debate how Mattel got it wrong, go for it. But I want to remind everybody, we got much more important work to get back to besides talking about Blind Barbie. And so the debate about how we're represented in the community and in society and by companies, very important. But remember, we got important advocacy work to do. And one way that we can do that is by moving our policy agenda in the United States Congress. Right before our convention on June 28th, Congressman Pete Sessions of Texas introduced the Blind Americans Return to Work Act in the House of Representatives. So there is a great item we can be working on. That piece of legislation is lead co-sponsor by Congressman Kwasi Mfume of Maryland, actually the congressman for our national office here. He's the lead co-sponsor on this bill, which the number is H.R. 8878. And this bill would eliminate the SSDI earnings cliff by instituting a two-for-one phase-out for any income earned above substantial gainful activity. This is an important piece of legislation. It's something that we have long advocated for, not always with a bill, but whenever Social Security reform has been talked about. Congress is now on summer recess, but it's a great time to call and email your members, maybe visit with them back in the district if they're having events, and ask them to support H.R. 8878, the Blind Americans Return to Work Act. Now, there's a number of other important things we can work on, and some of them are in Congress. And I want to give you an important update on our partnership along with HumanWare and the American Printing House for the Blind to get the first fully graphics and braille multi-line display into the hands of blind kids in schools. That, of course, is the Monarch Project. Been talking about it for a number of years, and I think especially at this convention, many people got to actually put their hands on it and try it out. Now, the great news is that at this time, both the House and the Senate are targeting an increased appropriation for the American Printing House for the Blind that includes $10 million for the Monarch and its distribution to blind students and adults. Want to start by thanking those of you who have already reached out, advocated with members of Congress to help them understand why the advancement of Braille literacy continues to be critical in 2024. You've done a tremendous job of getting Congress's attention, but we need to keep the awareness up. While we do see a $10 million appropriation in the Senate bill, we want to make sure that that is maintained also on the House appropriation side. So if you've already reached out to your members of Congress, especially your senators, take an opportunity to reach out again and thank them for this funding being included on the Senate side and urge them to do the same thing on the House side. If we can get a $10 million appropriation to advance real technology being available to blind students across the country, this will truly be a game changer. I know that gets used sometimes and thrown around, but this, without a doubt, is really a game changer. And this $10 million is the best way that the government can spend $10 million. There's so many things that could be done. So many times, dollars get wasted on things. This project has so much potential to truly transform what happens for students in the United States education system. Now, if you're looking for more information about the Monarch and you want to learn more, I would encourage you to go to the American Printing House website, aph.org/meet-monarch. Now, if you want more information about how you can get started advocating for the Monarch, I would encourage you to reach out to Jeff Kalock and our governmental affairs team. You can email him at jkaloc@nfb.org. Thank you in advance for helping make the Monarch a reality, and I look forward to celebrating that victory soon. Speaking of things coming up soon, you know, the National Federation of the Blind celebrates every year the power of the organized blind movement during October, which we designate as Blind Equality Achievement Month. Chapters across the country organize local events of all types to get the word out about what we do, and chapters find innovative ways to celebrate our success, but also educate the public about the capabilities of blind people and what else needs to be done. Now's the time to start planning those October events. I encourage you to be creative, find new ways to get out into the community. If you're looking for ideas, you can check out our webpage on this, nfb.org/blind-month. You'll find a lot of resources there, including examples of previous activities, what kind of free literature resources are available, and samples of White Cane Awareness Day proclamations, of course, October 15th. You'll want to get working on those earlier. Now, one thing of the many things we could do for Blind Equality Achievement Month is to think about putting together voter registration drives. This will be the first of many opportunities that I will have this fall to encourage every member of the Federation to get out and exercise your right to vote in this nation. The Federation works extremely hard to provide information and resources regarding fully accessible voting processes. We do a lot of work at the national level to educate voting advocates and voting officials on these topics. A great thing for our chapters and affiliates to consider this fall would be the opportunity to put together a voter registration drive, either in September or October. You can find information about our voting resources at nfb.org/vote. Pretty easy. And you can bet that later this fall, we will be asking members who did vote to fill out our blind voters survey. We have the longest running data set about the experience of blind voters. We started, I think, the first time we did the election year voting survey was in 2008. So you can be part of that data collection. And it's a really important ongoing way that we measure our progress, but also let public officials know where the accessibility problems are in the voting process. And again, whatever you do, make sure you get out and vote. And if you have barriers in voting, don't let that stop you from casting your vote. And let's deal with those barriers once you've been able to cast a ballot. Now, I do have a number of Federation family notes to share with you on this release. And of course, it's been a couple months. So unfortunately, there are a number of losses to share with you. From California, the San Joaquin County chapter reports the loss of our loved sister and former chapter second vice president, Peggy Washington, on June 4 after a valiant battle with cancer. Peggy was a dedicated member of the Federation, and she's described as a true soldier for our cause and always working to advance the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind. The chapter also reports the passing of a new member, Mario Zarate, who joined the Federation only at the end of 2023, but he is reported to have been gaining so much confidence from the Federation family and the Federation's philosophy. From Mississippi, I regret to inform you of the passing of Ethel Carlisle of the Greenville chapter, who passed away on June 7, 2024. She served her chapter as a board member there. From Maryland, I regret to share the passing of Ron Cox on June 12, 2024. Ron was a founding member of the NFB of Maryland's Greater Carroll County chapter.
From Rhode Island, I am sorry to share the news that longtime member Mary Jane Fry passed away on July 11. She served as the affiliate secretary for over 30 years, starting in the 1970s. And she served also after that time as a member of the affiliate board.
From Arizona, we've learned of the loss of two longtime members of the East Valley chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Arizona. The first is Ruth Swenson, who passed away peacefully in her home on July 22, 2024. Ruth was an affiliate president two different times and served as chapter president. I would encourage you to keep her husband, Jim Soule, and son and daughter-in-law, Tony and Tina Soule, in your thoughts and prayers. And also, we've learned that on June 6th, Gustavo Ortiz, senior, known to his Federation family as Gus, passed away. He is described as a loving husband, father, and grandfather, and friend to many in the Federation. He was a successful vendor in the Arizona BEP program and a dedicated member who always pursued equality for blind people. From Maine, we learned of the passing of Walter Wojtasek, who passed away on June 16th. He was 93 years old and had been blind since age 6. He joined the NFB. We don't have the exact date, but he joined after hearing Dr. Jacobus Tenbrook, our founder, give a speech. He's been active in many chapters over the years and has been instrumental, especially in starting and maintaining funding for NFB Newsline in the state of Maine. We would encourage you to keep his wife, Dorothy, two sons, and their many grandchildren in your thoughts and prayers. From New York, we have learned of the passing of Vinnie Taglarino, who died on Wednesday, July 24th. He was a founding member of the New York State Affiliate in 1956. Vinnie served many years as president of the NFB Buffalo chapter, beginning in 1977. With only one exception, one term, he served until 1999, when he then served for 14 years as the chapter vice president. Many comments about Vinny's experience in the Federation were offered for this release. We don't have time for, but you should know that he was a dedicated member and gave all he could to the Federation for a long time. So keep him in your thoughts and prayers. From Texas, Norma Crosby shares the passing of two members of our Houston chapter. Jamie Turner passed away on June 13th, and also Renee Akins, who had been a member of the Federation for more than 40 years, suddenly passed away, and very unexpectedly in late June. both of these passings were a great unexpected shock to our members in our Texas affiliate. Renee was a gentle soul with a giving spirit, and she was known all around the Federation for the work that she did for members, either in Texas at our national convention or as part of our Blind Christians group. Norma gives us this at the end of describing Renee. She says that it is always tough to lose someone generous and kind, but it is also wonderful to have them in our lives. I think it's a great sentiment, and I would encourage you to think of that when remembering all these people and lifting them up, their friends and family, in your thoughts and prayers. Pam, I think that's what I have for this part of the release.
Thank you so much, everyone, for being with us tonight. Join us for our next Presidential Release Live on September 4th at 8 p.m. Eastern. You can contact President Riccobono at 410-659-9314 or via email at officeofthepresident@nfb.org. Thank you so much. And I'll pass it back to you, President Riccobono.
Thank you very much, Pam. That does bring me to the end of this Presidential Release, 540. I think it's about our 44th Presidential Release Live, so we're quickly getting to the number 50. And that brings to mind that I should remind all of you that I continue to welcome your feedback about the Presidential Release Live, as well as our recorded release for our chapters, your ideas, preferences, things that you would like to experience as part of these events, and how we can make them more meaningful to chapter meetings across the country. Your feedback's welcome. Please send me an email at officeofthepresident@nfb.org, or I guess you could send a text to Mark AI and share your ideas as well. But really would like to continue to get your feedback on how to make our presidential release as meaningful as possible in building the National Federation of the Blind. And a good opportunity to remind you that if you have a proposal for where, when, and how we should do a Presidential Release Live in your community, please send that to me as well, and we'll try to evaluate that and see if we can work it in. That does bring me to our customary endings, which this month come from the NFB of Louisiana Bell Program. So here are some customary endings from Caroline, Charlotte, and Gracelyn from Louisiana. Let's go build the National Federation of the Blind.
What is an A's least favorite day?
What?
Friday.
What did the baby corn say to the mama corn?
What?
Where is popcorn?
What do you call Taylor Swift when she learns Braille?
What?
Brailler Swift.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind, 410-659-9314, officeofthepresident@nfb.org. Follow President Riccobono on Mastodon. Just search for @president@nfb.social. Let's go build the National Federation of the Blind.